In today's share, I would like to discuss slichos. So the Mechava begins with Noagim lokum bashmeiris loyma slichos etachnunim reshchedesh elav eilach. The minig is to get up bashmeiris to say slichos and tachnunim from reshchedesh and onwards. Now this inyan of slichos goes back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispaled to the Rabbani Shalom after the Chet of the Eagle. And then he goes on to say, the Yigim Umidus Hashem Hashem Kalachim Chanon. Chazal tell us he was saying slichas. He was asking for slicha. It's the lachtal avineinu, lachatiseinu, lachatanu. It was a form of slichas. And then the Mepharshim bring down that Ezra said slichas. We find the Sefer Yoel slichos, the idea of slichos. There's a discussion in the Shari Tshuva, Sivkot and Aleph, B'Shem de Berche Yosef, B'Shem de Tov of Rekes. If one has a choice to learn Torah or to say slichos during these days, what should one do? And he writes, She Yosef Tov B'Yom Me'elu Lahar Bay Slichos V'Tachnunim Im Atziba Milulmoid. It's better, it's preferable that one should be adding slichos and tachnunim with the tziba than to learn. And the Berchei Yosef writes that he saw rabbanim, ketzas rabbanim, that were constantly, they were tamid, constantly oisik in halacha and writing chidushim. But when it came to the chodesh of Elul, the month of Elul, they would leave their siddurim of learning to be oisig and tachnunim. And similarly in the Sefer Seda HaYoim, which was written by a Talmud of the Arizal, he writes over there, Al Yoim HaChocham HaDayin, the Chocham HaDayin shouldn't say, Lama Evatol Limudi Kedei Lishtatev HaMatziba B'Slichos HaTachnunim. Why should I be Mevatol? Why should I interrupt my Limudim in order to join the Tzibur in their Slichos and Tachnunim? And instead, he says, one should not say that he should really go and daven and join the tziba. Aval yesh itim v'zmanim. There are times. Shetzarech l'satzim ma'oid b'tfila v'tachnunim. He says, there's a time for Torah, and there's a time for tefillah. The month of Elul is a time to strengthen our tefillah and our tachnunim. And he also brings down Adrabah, it's mutal on the Talmid HaChomim and the Zekenim and the Dar to be Mavakish Rachman from the Rabbani Shloilam for his nation, Klal Yisrael, his Nachla, and they're the ones that protect the Dar with their tefillahs. And that's what's important in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Gimel, that people that there was a minig to say Tehillim, especially in this month. And the Mishmur adds that even those that are not to say Tehillim, they should also say the Yiratzayin afterwards. Because it's another tefillah. We want to try to chaprayin more tefillahs. Now, the question is, from when do we start saying slichas? So the minig already of getting up to say slichas goes back to the tkufas of the Goyinim, as the Torah brings down. From Rav Tzedek Goin, it was the minig in the two big yeshivas in Sura and Pumpedisa, to begin saying slichas and aseres yimei tshuva. And the Torah brings it down also from Rav Hai Goin, that the minig was to say slichas during aseres yimei tshuva. And if we take a look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet and other Rishonim, it's also mevor, it's mashma, that slichas was said dafka during aseres yimei tshuva. And what's interesting is that the Rambam brings this din of slichas down in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, not in Hilchas Tefillah. It's brought down in Hilchas Tshuva, which is mashma that slichas is a chelik of the Tshuva, which that's the name of the days, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, during these days of Tshuva. And there are different ways of viewing Aseres Yimei Tshuva, either that they're days of Tzoyim of Tainus, as we find in the Gemara Shana tells, Dershu Hashem B'Yematzai, Kra'uhu B'Yosei Karayv, Elu, Asar Yom Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom Kippur. And the Ramah in Siv Beis writes, He says it's nochain to fast during these days. There are days of tzayim. And we know that on the day of tzayim, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainus, those are days to be lidzayk, to cry out, to call out to the Rabbein Shalom, to say slichas. So that's one way to view these days. Or we can learn that these are days of tshuva, like it's mashman, the Rambam. And part of doing tshuva is to say slicha. Slicha is a chedek of tshuva. Slicha is a part of tshuva. And it's mashma from the words of the Rambam. He writes, V'lasek b'mitzvahs mirosh Hashanah b'asar yom elu. It's mashma from the Rambam that perhaps to say slicha is even on Rosh Hashanah, Shav Shuva. And the word plays that had such a minig. But it was the idea that during these days, there were days of tshuva. So that was one minig. There was another minig that it would start from Rosh Chodesh Elul saying slichas. Another minig was from Tezvav Be'elul. There are other places like Bnei Ashkenaz that are noig to say from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, or sometimes two Sundays before Rosh Hashanah. What's the makar to all these different minhagim? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudam Beis brings down a machlekes, Reb Lazer and Reb Shua. When was the world created? According to Reb Lazer in Tishrei, and according to Reb Shua in Nisan. Tosfos explains on Daf Ches in Rosh Hashanah that this machlekes is not when was the first day of creation. It's when was when was Adam Arishan created? When was Adam Rishon created? Adam Rishon, who's the center of the Bria, the purpose of the world of creation was for Adam. So, when was he created? Meaning, Adam was created on the sixth day of creation. So the question is, when was the sixth day of creation? On the first day of Tishrei or the first day of Nisan? That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Ran says that according to Rav Laza, that the Olam was Nivra on Yom Aleph of Tishrei. That's the day of Din. Yom Aleph Tishrei is the Yom HaDin, because it was on that day that Adam Rishon was created, that he was Chayta, that he did the Chet of Adam Rishon took place. It was the same day that he was Dand for his Chet, and he was Nimchal. And therefore that day, says the Ram, became a day of Din, which the Ran goes on to bring down three different minhagim from when we start saying slichas. The first minig was a minig in Barcelona, which was from the 25th of Elul, Chaf Hei Elul. Why? Because over there they held like Rabbi Laza, that B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, which, as we said, that Aleph Tishrei is the sixth day of creation. So the first day of creation is the 25th of Elul. So on the day that the world was created, it's a new day of Din. Should we recreate the world or not? So the minig was to start saying slichas from the 25th of Elul. Second minig the Ran brings down was that they would start from Rosh Hashanah. Aseres Yemei Teshuva, says the Ran, because they held like Rabbi Shua, that B'Nisan Nivra Olam. Therefore, as the Ran writes, Ein Mokoim Lokom B'Chaf Hei Be'Elul. What's Chaf Hei Be'Elul? So they were not to say slichas during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, as we explained earlier. The third minig he brings down was to start from Aleph Elul, from the first of Elul. This is the minig that the Mechaber brings down, and Sfaradim are noig, and it's based on the Pirkei de Rabbi Laza and other Midrashim. That Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim in order to be mekabel the second Luchais. And on Yom Kippur, Moshe came down with the Luchais, and it was then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisratza to Yisrael. And he told Moshe, Salachti Kedvarecha. So these days, these 40 days, were set to be the days of Yimei Ratzon. There's a special Yimei Ratzon during these days. And therefore, we're marbe during these days in Slichas. The Meiri brings another reason to start from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Miri writes, because it's roi to be maktim, to be marbe tefillah tachnunim, to be ma'ir de levavis v'tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. similar to what we find that Shloshim Yoyim before Pesach were Darshan Bilchus Pesach. There's a lot of luchas one needs to know for Pesach, so we start learning it 30 days before. There's a lot of tshuva and preparations that we need to do for the Yom HaDin, so we start it 30 days before to get us into it. The Leket HaYosher brings down, he was a Talmud of the Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur used to spend kamat an hour on Psukei Dezimra. There was a tegufa of preparing for Rosh Hashanah. And this is the meaning of the Bnei Sfard, like the Das and the Mechaber, to start from Rosh Chodesh Elul. There are different minhagim between the Sfardim, whether to begin on Rosh Chodesh itself, and the Mishru brings down Simchat and Alf, and others, or not. The Rama writes, Uminig Ashkenaz Einikin. Uminig Ashkenaz is not like this. Vo'imdim ba'ashmairis lo'im aslichas b'yem alef shalifne Rosh Hashanah. We get up on the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. V'imchal Rosh Hashanah Beze Gimel on a Monday or Tuesday. Then we begin the Sunday before, the previous Sunday. The question is, where's our minig fall in? We just went through many different minhagim, explaining where they come from. Where's our minig come from? Mishbrewer brings from the Levush in Sifkat and Vav that since Rav Olam is night to fast the 10 Tainesim, the Seres Mei Tshuva, but there's a problem for those days they can't fast. You have the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you have Shav Shuva, you have Erev Yom Kippur, so we're missing 4 days. Meaning it seems to be going out derech the Rambam, out derech the Rambam, that Aseres Yimei Tshuva is days of Tshuva, and Slichas is part of doing Tshuva, but the 4 days that we're missing, that the Yimei Atzayim, we're missing the Yomim of Slichas. So we make that up, we make it up with the 4 days beforehand. The B'Shem De'El Yerabah, he brings down, because we find by Karbanos, that there's Bikur, the carbon had to be checked 4 days before, and based on Chazal, we'll be makrav ourselves on Yom Rosh Hashanah. So we need Biko for 4 days. But the Gro writes as follows. The Gro writes that our minig is really based on the minig of the Barcelona. That in Barcelona they would start on Chav Hei Be'elo. Why? Because that was the day of Bria Sa'ilam. Except what? They didn't want to be Kaveya in a Chav Hei Be'elo. Sometimes it's different days of the week it could come out. So they wanted to give it a Zman Kvua, a set date. So they decided to set it by the day of the week. Which day? They picked Sunday. Why Yom Rishon? Because Yom Rishon has in it an idea of Bria Sa'ilam. It's the first day of the week. First day also has a feeling of Chav Hei Be'elo is the first day of Bria Sa'ilam. Yom Rishon, they picked Yom Rishon. Except we also want 4 days. So that's why, when there's no 4 days, so we go back to the Sunday beforehand. Minig Ashkenaz is to start Matzei Shabbos. Why Matzei Shabbos? So the Leket HaYosher brings from his Rebbe, the Trumas HaDeshen, 2 reasons. One reason is because we have Simchas HaTorah. The Torah that we learned on Shabbos is with us. And the second is the Simchas Oinik Shabbos. To go into Slichas in a happy mode. To go into feeling excited. We're going to say Slichas. It's opportunity that we have. Opportunity to be able to ask from the Kadosh Baruch Hu Slicha v'kapara. The minig is Lokum ba'ashmairis. Says Mishru, what's ashmairis? Seif alayla, the end of the night. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu shot bo'ilam hazeh, it's Eis Ratzon. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is shut by Olam Hazeh, that he's floating in this world? Kadosh Baruch Hu is all over. What it means is, the Levush explains, Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to us to hear what we when we call out to him during that time. At the end of the night, it's a special time that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there to hear us. The Mat Ephraim brings down that the Zman of Amir Seslichas is at the end of the night close to the Ar HaBaika. However, now most people push it off till Amud HaShachar. When we call Malkim B'yem Rishon, the Slichas Mashkim B'yosef. But the first day of Slichas, we wake up earlier to try to say while it's still dark, because we say over there, V'za'akosim ba'oid loyal, or Ritzei Asirosim ba'amdom b'leilois. So we try to say it's still dark. Like we mentioned earlier, we say it Matzei Shabbos. But people push it off. And then we take a look at the Elif Amog, and he brings down that the minig was even to push it off after Ad Achashay Ayoyim. And he says, and don't think that since I missed that opportune time of Alois HaShacha or earlier, so maybe I don't have to say it. He says, no, because these are days of Yimei Ratzin. Like we mentioned from the Gemara earlier, these are days of Yimei Ratzin. So even if it's after Amud HaShacha, after Alois HaShacha, still one should say Slichas. There is an idea of trying to say it as close as, to make it closer as possible to that Zman. That's why we do get up earlier, enough that we're showing that we're getting up earlier to say Slichas. There is a second Zman, which is brought down in the Paiskim for saying Slichas. That's a Chatzos. It really goes back to a discussion in the beginning of Eir Chaim, when the discussion about Tikkun Chatzos. Chatzos is Eis Ratzon. Therefore, there are those that have the meaning of saying Slichas by Chatzos Alayla. Halacha l'maisa, each place should follow the meaning of their place, of whether they say a chatzos or they say in the morning. The Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, a chelik beis in Kofei, where he says he quotes the Rambam that says that they were noyig to get up in the night. Basar Yom L'Spal Basic Neses V'Diri Tachnunim Asher Ayoyim. Says so it's mashma from the Rambam that it had to be Bashmeris and not through Lokum. They would get up early, not throughout the night. And it's mashma in many places that was after Chatzos. Says so it's Mestaber that he's not coming to exclude saying it a Chatzos, because Chatzos is also a Zman Eis Ratzin. Says it could be it's odif, it's better at a shmeiris than by chatzos. But he says inside the minig we see shanuroyim zehar b'shanim oid midaris hakoydim that there are places that said a chatzos. Because a pika balad the magen avraham brings down the chatzos is a esratzay. The shari tshuva and the matah frayim bring from the berachah yosef that before chatzos one should not say slichas. And the Yud Gimel Midas b'shum panim. Even if you can say Slichas before Chatzos, but not the Yud Gimel Midas. And to the extent that if a Yochid is found in a shul where they're saying Slichas before Chatzos Halayla, he should sit there alone, keep quiet, and not answer to the Yud Gimel Midas. And the Mishmur brings this down in Sim Tovkov Samachay, Sifkat Nibbeis. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a big Chiddush, says that even in a case where they can't say it from Chatzos, and if they're not going to say it earlier, they can end up not saying it, we could be mad to them together Hayrah Shah to say it earlier. He says that which is brought down from Sifrei Kabbalah that one should not say Yigim Amidus before Chatzos, says it's mistaber that there's no Isser. Just that havtacha that we have from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that when we say Yud Gimel Midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to us, that you don't have. But to say it, you could say it. So therefore, in a place where one is stuck, or they can't wait until Chatzos, and they can't get up earlier, and they're not going to be able to say it, one could say it before Chatzos. The meaning in Yeshivas is to say it in the morning, and we wake up a little earlier. And now, the Sharetzi in Oisei brings down that which brachas does one have to say before Slichas. So he refers back to the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Vav that one should say Berachas HaTorah before Slichas. And that which he writes there, he says a Yishuv for those that don't, that do not make a bracha before Sichas, it's mashma, he's just coming, it's a yishuv. It's going to be miyashev, those that don't say. But of course, me ikra din he held, one should say. So therefore, one should try to make sure that they have enough time before Sichas to say Berachas HaTorah. And also the Shmur brings down B'negei Berachas HaNetzidayim that you could say before Slichos, even though it's possible that before davening you'll need to use the bathroom again, and it would make sense maybe to wait until then to say it. There are those that are normally makbid that when you say HaNetzidayim also to say Ashayotai afterwards and Alkai Neshama, which would mean that one should try to say before Slichas, Berachas HaTorah, Antizdayim, Ashiyota, and Alkai Neshama. The Chatchilo, one should say Slichas with a Tzibur. However, if one did not make it to the Tzibur, he could say it be Yechidus. But when saying it be Yechidus, he has to be careful not to say the Yud Gimel Midas in a way of Tefillah. He could read it with the Taimim, with the trop, or Rav Moshe writes, he could say the derech the way he learns. When he learns Oma Abaya, he could say it like that. And also those pieces of Bakoshes which are written in Loshen Targum, in Aramis, like Mache Omase, Marin Divshmaya, you shouldn't say unless there's a minyan. The pieces of a targum, as long as there's a minyan saying slichas, even if they're saying a different piece, you're saying that, you could say it. You give me, this has to be with the tzibah, or at least you have to start when the tzibah is saying it. Then you can continue. And the Ramah brings down Standing by slichas, it's brought down that's toiv. Well, it's good. It's a good thing that one should stand by slichas. However, someone who's difficult for them to stand, so then they could sit, but they should try to stand by kel melech yoshev and the yigim omidis and the viduyim. The Ramah brings down that even though we're not noig to start saying slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul, says Ella Rosh Chodesh Veilach Maschin L'Tkoya Achat Tfilas Shachris. However, he continues and he says Ella, we're noig to blow the shayfa from after Tfilas Shachris. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Alei Alei HaHara, come up to me on the har, ve'viru shayfa b'chol machna, and blow the shayfa in the whole machna. And the Perek HaDerech Avodah explains that Moshe went up, shelo yitu oid acha avodah zarah, in order that they shouldn't make that same mistake again in the cheshbin, make it clear when he's going up. So he blew the shayfa. Says the Perek of Laws, Valkain his kinu, she you take him b'shaifa b'reish chaydash el b'chol shana v'shana. What's mavura over here is that the blowing of the shaifa on reish chaydash elul is a takana, which is the zeicha, the shaifa that was blown then when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the har. A form of tshuva. Shalayitu acha avodah zarah. Don't make that mistake again. That's the reason for the blowing of the shayfa on Rosh Chodesh Elul. If so, so why do we blow it during the rest of Elul? So the Rosh brings this medrash also, and he fears ice. He ends off that we blow the shayfa kedei lahazir liyisrael sheyichazru b'tshuva. Shomim yitok ha-shayfa ba'am le-yechrat. A union of tshuva to be mechazet, to wake ourselves up, as mavur in the Rambam, the idea of blowing the shayfer, to be mesayros to doing tshuva. which in halacha there are nafkaminas between the din tkiyah on Rish Chodesh to the din tkiyah throughout the rest of the month. But it seems that what the Rama is telling us over here is as follows. He's saying that even though we're not knowing to say Slichas from Rish Chodesh Elul, which is based on that Pirkei Dei Rablaza, but we do something else based on that Pirkei Dei Rablaza, which is we blow the Shaifa from Rish Chodesh Elul. That's the way the Rama's reading. And the meaning is to blow the Shaifa throughout. It's interesting, the Chabad does not bring this minig down of blowing Shaifa Chodesh Elul. There are some kilos of the Sfaradim that blow Shaifa by the Yigim Omidas. But if the Shachris, they don't. If one was not in the shul when they blew the tkiyas, he doesn't have to go looking for a place to get tkiyas during the Chodesh Elul. So is the Milo Shemon Esrei. He doesn't have to stop to hear the tkiyas. The Bar Heitiv in Sifkat Yud brings the minig of Mishnichnas Elo, Kishakoisiv Adam Igeres Tachaveri, when someone writes a letter to his friend, Shemim Ramis Tim, Tarach Lermes Bitchilosai. In the beginning of the letter, he should write, Shemim Vakish Alav Lashana Taiva. It's interesting, it says in the beginning. Others write, the Matafarim writes, Oy Besaifei, or at the end. That's another minig when writing a letter. Another minig brought in Kitz Shulchan Aruch is that the minig of the Anshei Maisa was to check their tefillin and mezuzahs during this month. And then we have the minig of the Dover Shamayri. Dover Shamayri, the Mishmur brings down, V'nogim b'medine senu, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur we say each day at the end of tefillah, Mizvah Dover Shamayri. The Makar to this we don't find in Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah or in the Nesei Kelim. It's later on, the Sfarim that go according to the Arizal and Kabbalah, they're the ones that bring it down. And the Maftich, they write of Tachis, one who's careful to say it, the Gzeirois will be battle. It's a tremendous segula to be Zeich in the Din. Take a look at the Sefer Parim Yofes from the Afla and Pash Zachary Mois, where he writes about it. And different Minhagim. If the Shachris, if the Mincha, or if the Ma'ariv, if someone is normally knowing to say it after Mincha, but he davens it bikvi, it's in a minion that they say it after Ma'ariv, so you say it like the minion you daven in. That's the meaning of the Dover Shem Oiri. Then you should say it like your minion, and also like that. At the end of the Siman in Sif Beis is brought down the minig about fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Torah brings a smach to this from the Tanchuma in Parshas Emor, that on Erev Rosh Hashanah the Gedolim HaMisanim brings down because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mevata on a third of our averus. Beis Yosef says that even though it says Gedolim HaMisanim, but it's a minig of Kulam Lasanis. And it brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says that there was a king, that there was a city that owed him a lot of taxes, and they weren't paying it. And he was coming to collect it from them. And as he was getting closer to the city, a third came out to greet him. And he said, I'm Michael III. Got closer. Second, third came out. He was Michael the second, third. Got to the city. Everyone was out to greet him. He was Michael the whole thing. So the Medrash says that's the tightness of Erev Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur, and of Aseres Yemei Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and no, Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, I think. So you see from here that there's a chashivas of the tainus. Again, those not everyone has the minig. And okay.